For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Last week on this broadcast, Pastor Holland began a message entitled, More Than You Can Bear. The Apostle Paul had endured many trials and said that he had despaired, even unto death. But the comforting truth is that when we have more hardships in life than we can bear, there are never more than God can bear if we turn to Him. Continue with us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 as we conclude this message.
It's hard to learn. It's a hard lesson to try to understand, but God never told us that He wouldn't put more on us than we're able to bear. Friend, I'm going to tell you, when I read my Bible, I find there's people in the Bible that had more on them than they was able to bear. They didn't have the strength. They didn't have the ability. They were not able to do it. But the reason they wasn't is because they were not self-sufficient. They were not able to do it within themselves. They wanted to be independent and competent. We don't like to be weak. We don't like to cry for help. Oftentimes I tell people, I said, listen, if I can help you anyway, just let me know. And they never let me know because they never want to give in to think that they have to depend on somebody else. But I submit to you this morning, there's somebody else that we must depend on. And it's not our flesh, and it's not our being, but it's the Almighty God of heaven who is able to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves if we'll trust Him. The poem of Vickers said, in the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody and unbowed. Now, the only problem with that is God knows, and we know, we can say no such thing. Our strength is not sufficient. Paul said, not that I'm sufficient to myself, I just think anything of myself, but my sufficiency is of God. The thing that makes the difference in our life is if we're a child of God, it's God that is able to help us in our time of need. It's not we're helping ourselves. Some people have the idea today that in this old world we got to reach down and pull our own selves up by our bootstraps if we're going to make it in the world. As a child of God, we've got to fall down on our face before God and depend on Him to help us and strengthen us in the way that He would have us to go. God pressed Paul down, literally hung him over the precipice of despair. So Paul learned that he couldn't trust in himself. He must trust in God. Here's a great truth in this text. God will put more on you than you're able to bear. He will weigh you down until you go to your knees and look to Him as your only hope. And when He gets you to the point where you can no longer depend on yourself and your strength, it'll reveal to you a glorious principle. The principle is this. While God will put more on you than you can bear, He will never put more on you than He can bear. And friend, our trust is not in us. Our trust is in God. I'm telling you that when we think of this, understand the truth that is before us. Through the great troubles of life, God is trying to shape us. He's trying to teach us. He wants us to learn to trust Him. Though we were weak, Jesus is strong. Jesus will not fail you. He will meet your every need. Dr. Robert Leitner was a longtime member of the theology department at Dallas Theological Seminary. He was a pilot and he had a plane, and one day as he was taking off from the Dallas airport to go somewhere, something went wrong. His plane flipped over backwards. He survived the accident. They got him to the hospital. His wife said when she got there, she was shocked when she walked in. She said here in this bed was an individual, one that she could not recognize. His body was totally black from the burns that he had experienced in the fire, and she had no way of knowing who it was. But over time, over days and over months, Dr. Leitner began to get better and better and finally got back to the point that he was able to serve and do what he needed to do. But here's what he said when it was all done. He said, I've learned things I didn't know I needed to learn. I've learned things I didn't know, but I needed to learn. When trouble comes, trust in self and you're going to fail. But if you'll trust in God, you'll succeed because God will not put more on us than He is able to bear. because he is our strength and our redeemer. Consider the truth found throughout the Bible, and I'll not elaborate on these. But you remember the three Hebrew boys? We learn about God. They were placed in the fiery furnace. And under the normal circumstances of life, we know what would happen. But I tell you, they said, we will not bow. We will not bow. And we will not burn. And they said, it's all right. Even if we do burn, he said, our God is going to deliver us. And friend, they cast him in the fiery furnace. And I tell you what I like about it. I like it when no King Nebuchadnezzar come along and said, I don't see three in there. I see four. And he said, one is like unto the Son of God. I'm telling you today, when the Son of God, when you're going through the trial, it's not you that's going to make it. It's not your strength that's going to get you through. It's the Son of God that is with you every step of the way. I love to read about Daniel and the den of lions. I don't like to say the lion's den because the liberal guys say, well, there wasn't no lions in it. That's a lot of hogwash. I'll tell you, Daniel was in a den of lions. And we find here that when he went there, God allowed him to be in there. And yet we find in many of the stories we read in the Bible, we see literally it looks like Daniel used one of them for a pillow for his head. And the lions didn't even open their mouth against him. That's because Daniel was in something that he could not bear himself. But he had a God in heaven that was able to see him through. Don't you know all the disciples learned so many lessons in the storms of life? Many times we read in the Bible where they went out on the boat and they were trying to get to the other side, and the storm came and the winds began to blow and they began to rage and the rain began to pound and it looks like they were hopeless, and within themselves they were hopeless. It seemed the sentence of death was upon them. They were so overtaken that they could not bear it. But thank God, Jesus showed up on the scene. The Bible said, and Jesus came walking on the water. I tell you, when Jesus shows up, you can depend on him. You can count on him. I don't care what you're going through. Yes, it is more than you can bear, but it's not more than he can bear. I think about Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, what they learned about Jesus in the graveyard. You remember? Lord, Lord, why did you wait so long? Why didn't you come sooner? Lazarus is already dead, and he's been dead so long he stinketh. And Jesus just said, come forth, Lazarus. And Lazarus got up out of the grave. I'm telling you, Lazarus died because he could not bear the burden and the trial that he was going through. But I tell you what, God reached down and raised him back and brought him to the place he needed to be. How many times that's happened in our lives? But I'm going to tell you, as a Christian, the longer we serve him, we sing a song, the sweeter he grows. But the longer we serve him, the stronger we ought to be getting to understand that not sufficiency is not in me, but in God. I'm afraid today that many times as the last resort, we cry out to God. When literally what we ought to do is when times of need and trouble come our way, we must cry out to God because he is the only one that's able to help us. In Romans 8:28, the Bible said we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose, that he may conform us to the image of his Son. I tell you today, we'll be conformed when we learn to trust him. We're stunned by our trials. But we're shaped by our trials. And then verse 10, we are supported by our trials. He said, who delivered us? Now understand, he was pressed beyond measure. Pressed above, out of measure, above strength, insomuch he despaired for his life. But verse number 10, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. I like what he says in this verse as we come together and understand that we find that, in fact, if you go back to verse 9, we trust not in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. I don't know about you, but if I'm going to depend on somebody, I want to depend on somebody with some clout. I want to depend on somebody with a record. I want to depend on somebody that I know has the ability. And he says, it's not in me, but it's in God. And he has the ability to raise the dead. And he's able to do what he said he would do. Take note of what Paul said. He said, delivered us from so great a death. and doth deliver. Not only did he deliver me, but he doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver. He said he'll deliver me. He's delivered me in the past. He's delivered me in the present. And by the grace of God, he's going to deliver me in the future. No matter how bad the trial or tribulation comes my way. Looking back on the whole experience, Paul understood this truth. He thought he was as good as dead. He was going through a time of testing. But I tell you, God showed up. And I tell you, when God shows up, things begin to change and something begins to take place. And when God shows up at the house of God, people get excited about serving him. And God's people get excited about being faithful to him and doing what he would have us to do. There may be someone who feels that they're at a breaking point. They reach the end of the rope. They're below all darkness and despair. Listen to Paul. There's no time for amnesia. There's no time for forgetting. It's a time of remembering and looking back over our life and remember the times that when you were going through that trial, that it was God that came along. It was God that reached out. It was God that delivered you. It was not in yourself or in your ability, but it was all in Him. Most of you remember, I hope you do, when you were lost in sin. Death was the only prospect. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. But, don't you like that word? The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I remember the day that God saved my soul and gave me eternal life. I was up against a wall. I was facing despair. I was pressed beyond measure. I was beyond my own strength. But I cried out to God, and He met my need. I'm telling you today, you can trust God. You will not be able to abandon your troubles, but you will be able to say, as a child of God who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver, past, present, and future. Most of you have heard of the missionary Ananias Judson. He was one of the first missionaries to penetrate the country of Burma. And for years, Judson, he struggled to reach anyone with the gospel. It was an extremely difficult field, and it was hard. During the time his infant son died with a disease, his wife was continually sick, and the language was difficult for him to grasp. And listen to this. It took him 4 years before he saw his first convert. And after 17 years of ministering in that place, after 17 years, only 10 people had trusted Jesus Christ. A fellow trying to be smart one day to Ananias Judson, he said, what do you believe the prospects are for speedy conversions of the heathen in Burma? Without flinching, Judson said, the prospects are as bright as the promises of God.
We are reminded of the verse found in 1 Peter, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. There's great comfort in knowing that nothing is too hard for God, even when it may be too difficult for us. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.